advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news. The headlines. Zehest condemns violence that erupted between Tonse Alliance and UPND cadres in Chawama constituency. Political analyst describes petitions against electoral candidates as part of democratic process. Hague says attacks Europe over migration with beach invasion. D-Day speech. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, and Skills Training has condemned the violence that erupted between Tonse Alliance and UPND cadres in Chawama constituency. In a statement issued today, the organization says violence has no place in a democratic society, urging political players to embrace peaceful and issue-based politics ahead of future electoral activities. ZEHEST has called on young people not to allow themselves to be used as instruments of violence, but instead focus on education, entrepreneurship, and personal development. And the organization has also appealed to political parties to avoid insults and character assassination and instead present policies and manifestos that enable citizens to make informed decisions.
Our message to our fellow young people: do not allow yourselves to be used as tools of violence. Your future is bigger than any political party. Choose education, enterprise, and peace over destruction. To political players, Zambia deserves issue-based campaigns. No insults, no character assassination. Debate policies, present your manifestos, and let citizens decide based on ideas, not intimidation. To the Zambia Police Service, we call for professionalism and impartiality in enforcing law and order. And to our fellow citizens, let us uphold peace. This is not the first time we as a country are going for the polls for elections.
Kapelwa Mbangweta, chairman of the United Party for National Development in Western Province, has urged all adopted candidates for members of parliament, mayors and council chairpersons to embrace a winning campaign mindset. He emphasized that the shared objective and key representative of the party is the president, and it is crucial for candidates to campaign not solely for their own success but also in support of the president. The provincial chairman further advised the adopted candidates to refrain from campaigning for independent candidates, as this could undermine the party's efforts to secure victory in all constituencies within Western Province during the upcoming elections on August 13th. Now, the University of Zambia lecturer and political historian has bemoaned the continued impasse regarding the barrier of former 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu after calling for a resolution between government and the Lungu family. Professor Bizek Piri is of the view that both parties should be heard. However, he says the Lungu family needs to understand that the late president was a father of the whole nation, therefore he needs to be treated as such. The professor says that the family and the government should be willing to come to a mutual agreement, as is the case with the burial of Paramount Chief Mpezeni, where both parties have agreed to do one thing. Professor Piri says if the family has issues with an individual and that individual recognizes that they are hindering the burial, they should be able to step aside and allow for smooth procession.
1 year down the road, the remains of the sixth Republican president, Edgar Chagwarongo, may so rest in peace, still yet to be buried. My appeal is that the family and the government must come to a resolution. But more importantly, in my view, is that there's a need to listen to what the family wants and what the government wants. One of the things that can never be changed is that Sixth current Republican President Edgar Chagwarongo was a father of this nation. And Zambia has a history of how fathers of this nation are put to rest. If you have an issue with an individual, and if that individual recognizes that they are at the center of this controversy, there is no harm in them saying, "Well, sorry, I'll step aside. Let the procedure go."
Now, the former president died in Pretoria, South Africa on June 5th, 2025, and it has been more than a year since his death. A memorial service in his honor was held last Friday amid ongoing uncertainty over his burial arrangements. Still in local stories, a mining expert has attributed the increase in the country's copper production to the growing number of people acquiring mineral licenses and establishing mining companies. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Edward Simkonda says the rise in small-scale mining activities is significantly contributing to the country's overall copper output, alongside production from major mining firms. Mr. Simkonda further commended government for creating an environment that has enabled more people and companies to participate in the mining sector, describing the development as a positive step towards increasing national production. He has since encouraged government to continue facilitating the acquisition of mining licenses in order to promote greater participation in the industry. And Mr. Simkonda has urged members of the public interested in mining activities to operate legally and safely by obtaining the required mining licenses.
I'll tell you what it is. You know, there's been an increase of production in copper in general in the country because there's been a number of people that have opened up small mines, which are contributing to what the big conglomerates are doing. So the increase has been due to the licenses that have been issued, and as a result, they've added a little they can to what is being produced. So it's a good thing, and I think it should be encouraged that this sort of thing should be taken seriously, and that people should get their licenses and do things legally, so that they could be accounted for in whatever they're doing.
Now, a political analyst has described the recent petitions against electoral candidates, including the petition challenging President Hage Ndeijilema's eligibility, as a normal democratic process that is provided for under the law. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Francis Chipili says every Zambian citizen has the right to challenge a candidate's nomination, noting that the Electoral Act clearly outlines the procedures for lodging such petitions. Mr. Chipili says the Constitution also provides room for citizens to question the eligibility of candidates if they feel aggrieved, adding that such legal challenges are an important aspect of democratic governance. He explains that petitions arise because some citizens may have concerns about a candidate's qualifications or eligibility and therefore seek legal clarification through the courts. And the analyst says the petition concerning President Ndeijilema's eligibility is founded on the same democratic principles, where the aggrieved party is exercising their constitutional rights because they feel the candidate violates the party's constitution.
The citizens have a right to challenge any nomination, and the Electoral Act provides the guidelines of how citizens must petition those nominations. And so that is not anything that is extraordinary, something that the Constitution feels the maker
the drafters of the constitution felt that after nomination, they will become disgruntled in terms of others accepting or challenging. So they provided that opportunity or that right to the people.